Stephen Holt is the manager of Arrowhead Firearms Training Academy in neighboring Duluth. He says new training demand from across the border means he'll begin classes for Wisconsin residents in January. He says Wisconsin's law is different from Minnesota's law.
Hunter safety, military, former police, or basic gun safety classes. When I was working with the police, we were police firearm instructors, and the training was geared towards defending yourself with a handgun. That's the kind of training you need.
Concealed carry instructor Daniel Parkinson says his class at UW-Superior has tripled in attendance ever since Wisconsin began allowing concealed firearms to be carried November 1st. Parkinson says his concealed carry course consists of 2 4-hour evenings of classroom lecture on gun safety and proper self-defense, hands-on target practice, and lengthy question-and-answer sessions with a lawyer.
The training that we give in the class far supersedes what you get in a hunter education class, plus the 2 hours of listening to an attorney is priceless.
Parkinson says that time is priceless because gun laws differ from state to state, and many of his students don't know exactly what happens after they shoot a firearm in self-defense.
We go over and we stress quite a bit as far as what happens from the second you pull a gun to use it to most likely being arrested yourself if you do use it, even if it's in a lawful way. 90% of the time you're going to be arrested yourself until the whole situation is squared away with law enforcement. And that's just a precaution that law enforcement does until they get all of the facts straight.
Jim Leno, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.